good choice.
Thank you.
What made you pick Incubus?
I like Incubus. How many bands play on Volcanoes? One.
On Volcanoes? Did they do a show?
I think the Deftones did.
No, never mind then.
That's pretty badass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was Incubus.
I think it's the Deftones. I think the Deftones did.
Yeah, I think...
What?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They both kick ass. They're both in my top five or six ever anyway.
Thank
who cares?
You.
Yeah, this
Thank
band's
you.
Kind of falling apart.
Thank
though.
You.
Say that to their face.
Yeah, don't do that.
Brandon seems very nice.
He's a nice guy.
Unlike you.
Hey, what's
No, you're
going
nice.
On?
Who are you talking to?
You. Yeah. You're mean.
I'm nice, thanks.
No, you're the devil.
Wow.
That's not true.
Seems like an overstatement.
Seems a little harsh.
You guys ready?
No,
I think I'm ready. We got more sponsors than Ricky Bobby.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Indeed it is, and you can save $1 when you buy 2 Mountain Dew 1 liters at Holiday today. Buy Dew, get rewards.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show around 8:15 or 8:20, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials, and these four gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading out the clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, the all-time record. Out of the 205 times we've played this game, is 9. 9 out of 12 held by AJ and Meat Sauce. Meat Sauce, also your all-time points leader with 708, but more importantly, 69 career victories, Paul.
Yeah, I can't get over that hump.
What happens if you win today?
If I win, you will receive one free beverage of choice at any of the Irish-born hospitality. It's 4 restaurants that are Lola's Lakehouse, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and McKinney Row. Just say... Meat Sauce, 1 initials to your server.
I love O'Donovan's.
Yeah, all those places whale.
Yeah, man.
The food at McKinney Row is phenomenal.
Only 3 wins back at 66 career victories is the fans, AJ Mansour.
Thanks, Corey. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House in St. Paul and get a free appetizer, $3 happy hour appetizer, and a beer as well.
45 career victories for Chris Hockey. 3rd all-time. Hi, Chris.
Thank you, Corey. I'm feeling pretty good about it today. And if you drive a truck or an SUV, you're going to be feeling good if I win as well, because Radco offering you 10% off your online order all weekend long if I win just by using the promo code initials, radco.com. Thank you.
14 career victories, 4th all-time for the fans, Mark Parrish.
14. Hi. If I win, and you can enter promo code KFAN20 at Ticketmaster for 20% off the ticket to the game at Tottenham Hotspurs versus AC Milan July 31st.
Is that right?
That's soccer.
At US Bank Stadium?
Yes.
That sounds like fun.
Of course, I'll be there.
Let's do this.
Did you see the tweet last night after Tyler George's appearance last week and dominance last night? That actually put him 10th all-time in points.
Yeah, he's right. Nipping your
with 7.
He's what?
I just went through the top 4, you guys. Then Ben Lieber's 5th all-time. Nordo is 6th all-time. Kreisel, 7th. Carly Zucker, 8th. Justin Gaar, that's old school initials.
I can't even remember that. Yeah.
But he played a lot the first 2 or 3 months we played it.
We got to get him on again. He's available, he said.
8 points for Gerdsey all-time. And then Tyler George now all alone in 10th with 7 points.
Good guy.
He's only played twice. Yeah. A 2er and a 5er in there.
Okay.
Do this for Tottenham. Mark.
That's right. Here we go, Hotspurs.
Let's do this for Scott Taylor's charity.
Let's do that as well.
Scott
over there?
Scott, give us your... we'll talk more in the next segment, of course. But Scott, give us the quick breakdown of what all these people are here for watching this terrible show.
They paid a lot of money.
What?
A lot of money. Sorry, Betty, again. We'll just keep saying that all morning.
She's turned it off.
She doesn't know how to turn it off, so she's sitting at the kitchen counter drinking coffee.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You don't know how to turn it off.
You don't know how to back away from the table, Hockey.
And there it is.
We put together a little online auction and asked people to bid, and the top 3 bidders won 2 seats to come in and sit and watch. So
nice.
I have Wade to thank, and Sean, and Matt. And then there was a contest that you put together as well, right?
Social.
And you drew somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we have a studio full of people, and we have a lot of thanks.
Yeah.
Yay!
So thank you again. Yeah. And we'll talk later.
We'll talk more about your charity in the next segment. The name of your charity is Abby's Hope. So the initials today, AH.
Yes! I got this!
We mostly lied to people about a month ago that we're privy to this. And Scott and I were like, yeah, we're going to get super creative. We came up with an initials combination that they won't see coming. Then I went with the most obvious, AH.
Mm-hmm.
Abby's for Abby's Hope. Here we go. Item one of AH.
Clue number one.
40 years old.
Clue number two.
Largely responsible for defining and launching a genre.
Clue number three.
In 2001, the U.S. Library of Congress deemed it culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and selected it for preservation.
Clue number four.
In 2008, Empire Magazine named it one of the 500 greatest of all time.
Clue number five.
In 1962, a couple of freshmen at Faber College seek to join
Paul.
Paul was first. Shoot.
Animal House.
Yes, right.
Oh, dang it. I was trying to think of a band or a music or something.
I was too. I was stuck on music.
Animal House is right.
I got one.
Sauce leads.
Sauce.
One zip. Here's item two of AH.
Clue number one.
Founded in 1924.
Clue number two.
Its logo is black and red.
Clue number three.
The company was named after fighter pilots of World War I.
Clue number four.
Connected to NFL legend John Madden.
Clue number five.
Its slogan is the helpful place.
Paul.
Paul.
Oh, Ace Hardware.
That's right.
Safers.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's
Couldn't
right.
Tough actions and right. acting out of my head.
Ace Hardware.
Sauce that. That's right.
leads
that's right.
to
All right.
zip.
Oh, good job, Saucy. Look
Attaboy,
at you.
Sauce.
Look at
I'm
you,
shaking.
Sauce.
Don't forget, you got to pronounce the answers
shake.
Correctly. And he did pronounce Ace Hardware correctly.
I'm flying back, and I'm going to punch a wall, scream, and ruin my day. Or you're going to win and spread your butt slabs.
Okay.
No!
Spread.
Yeah, AJ, clean that up.
Was spread the word you were trying to use?
That's what he does. Yeah. He's seen it.
He fake moons it's, and does this thing.
Yeah, it's sorry. Been
just about punching.
It's been 3 months, but he's seen it.
Yowza!
And I'm sorry,
My
Betty.
Goodness.
Okay. Sauce leads to rip. Here's item three of AH.
Clue number one.
His first name is Aaron.
Clue number two.
Announced his retirement on January 7th, 2017.
Clue number three.
Has connections to Wisconsin, Ohio, and Georgia.
Clue number four.
Was the fifth overall pick in 2006.
AJ?
Yep.
Anthony Hardaway?
Ooh. Incorrect. AJ's out for the rest of item three.
Clue number five.
One-time BCS national champion, one-time Super Bowl champion linebacker.
Well, that would have helped.
Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Played collegiately at Ohio State, then played 9 seasons for the Green Bay Packers.
Paul.
Come on.
AJ Hawk.
That's right.
Yeah. The J got me.
Sauce leads 3-0 after 3.
You retired, no kidding. How did I miss that?
You did. Sauce up 3-0.
Yeah, sports.
Here's item 4 of AH.
Clue number 1.
Jeff Goldblum forgot his mantra.
Clue number 2.
Truman Capote made a cameo as himself.
Mark.
Yep.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Good guess, though, buddy.
Out for the rest of item 4.
Clue number 3.
My voice.
Sigourney Weaver made her film debut in this.
Clue number 4.
Released April 20th, 1977, and made on a $4 million budget.
Clue number 5.
In 1998, AFI ranked this comedy the 31st greatest movie of all time.
Oh, Hawk. Yep. I'm sorry, Annie Hall.
That's right.
I don't know what that is.
Is it a What's His Face movie?
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Annie Hall.
Good guys.
All right.
Good guys.
We're on the board.
Way to go.
Sauce with three, Hawk with one. We're doing AH for Abby's Hope. Abby's Hope, not one of the items. I think I've given that away. That would be pretty too obvious there, I think, maybe. Item five of AH.
Clue number one.
His career started as a honeycomb cereal kid in TV commercials as well as Bounty paper towels.
Clue number two.
Joined Saturday Night Live at age 17.
Clue number three.
He was offered the starring role in 1987's Full Metal Jacket but could not reach a deal.
Clue number four.
He was also in Tim Burton's 1990 classic, Edward Scissorhands.
Paul?
Yep.
Arsenio Hall? I wasn't very smart.
Clue number five.
Hawk. Anthony Michael Hall.
That's right.
Oh, Hawk. That a boy. Good guys.
I got nothing today.
Yeah, you do.
Rusty Griswold.
Yeah,
well, the original
weird station.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You'd know his face if you don't know him. By name.
All right, come on.
Sauce with three, Hawk with two. Here's item six of AH.
Clue number one.
Is used as a popular sample in reggae music.
Clue number two.
Sometimes involved in Major League Baseball, soccer, and hockey.
Clue number three.
Often used in jokes, pranks, or running gags on TV shows, cartoons, or movies.
Clue number four.
It's a pneumatic device.
Clue number five.
Can be found on large semi-trailer trucks.
AJ, Mark.
AJ was first.
Air horn?
That's right.
Ooh. That was what I was thinking.
Air.
AJ.
That was good.
Parrish, is that what you were going to say too, buddy?
Parrish. Yes. Parrish rarely heard one of those.
Aww.
Only.
I'm just,
only,
you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm just going to ignore you today.
Actually, what was it? Like 215 times you heard
somewhere
that, right?
Around
something
there,
like that. We're halfway through the game. Sauce has three. Hawk has two. AJ has one.
He played on the road sometimes.
Parrish has a couple hundred goals. Good point. Yeah, that's true.
You know, you zip it too.
Item seven of AH.
Clue number one.
Has written two memoirs, one titled A Story.
Paul.
Okay.
Anthony Hopkins. I thought he has written one. What am I doing?
You blew it!
I will finish clue number one.
Clue number one.
Has written two memoirs, one titled A Story Lately Told, the other titled Watch Me.
Clue number two.
Received Academy Award nominations for Enemies, A Love Story, and The Grifters.
Clue number three.
Played Miss Ava Ernst, the Grand High Witch, in 1990.
Clue number four.
Was in 2008's Choke.
Clue number five.
Connected to the Addams Family.
Come on.
Last but not least,
clue number six.
She played Etheline Tannenbaum in Wes Anderson's classic The Royal Tannenbaums.
Oh,
five.
Mom is so mad at me.
Four, three, two.
Hawk.
Five, four, three, two.
What is her name?
Hawk's out.
What is her name?
Anybody else? Five.
My mom's
four,
screaming at
three,
me.
Two. One.
I got nothing.
What is it?
So, say it.
I don't know.
You don't know it either?
Yeah, no. It's the mom in the Royal Tannenbaum.
What's Angela.
You're close.
Houston. Angela Houston. Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston played Morticia Adams.
Really? Yeah.
I said the F word.
Yeah. Everyone in the room had it.
Oh, that drove me nuts.
Except us.
No one got Angelica Houston. Here's item eight of AH. Sauce has three. Hawk has two. AJ has one.
Clue number one.
Published September 13th, 1977.
Hawk.
Whoa. Go for it.
Whoa. Amityville Horror.
That's right.
Wow.
Hawk
it.
Nice job, Hawk.
Wow. I didn't even get to the movies. You just knew the book was there.
Wow.
That's a book.
Look at you.
That's one of the scariest books you'll ever read.
Wow. You know what I didn't know about?
So scary.
I didn't know that the books were based on an actual mass murder.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah.
The dude killed like his...
He took a horrible story and made it worse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some dude actually killed like six of his family members.
Grossy.
And then the story part is the family that lived in the house afterwards said all this paranormal garbage was going on. That part's a lie. The other part's an absolute true story. Okay. Crazy. Sauce with three. Hawk ties it at three. AJ has one.
Come on,
Parrish still has chance. Has a chance. There's four items remaining. Here's item nine of AH.
Clue number one.
In 2010, was connected to the color white.
Clue number two.
Was a CEO in 2015.
Clue number three.
Was Jewel in a 2011 animated film?
Clue number four.
Played Amelia in 2014's Interstellar.
Paul?
Yep.
Amber Heard?
Mark was next.
Angie Harmon?
No, not Angie Harmon.
Hawk was definitely after that.
Anne Hathaway.
That's correct.
Shoot.
What a comeback. Sauce led 3-0 after three.
Yep,
Anne Hathaway.
Thank you.
But now Hawk takes the lead with three items to go. Chris has four. Sauce has
good
three.
Guys.
AJ has one. He also mathematically eliminated his fellow good guy, Mark Parrish, but still keep playing. Here's item 10 of AH.
Clue number one.
Dropped the second word on December 11th, 2017.
AJ.
Go for it.
Arsenio Hall.
That's a great guess.
That is a great guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number two.
And out for the game.
Debuted September 9th, 1996.
Clue number three.
Over 6,000 episodes.
Clue number four.
Has included many different hosts and correspondents.
Clue number five.
Some of their segments include In Case You Missed It, Watch This, and The Final 45. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Is connected to Donald Trump and Billy Bush on a bus in 2005 with Paul.
Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood. They dropped the Hollywood part apparently last year. It's just Access now.
Huh.
That's a worse name if you ask me. Sauce with four. Hawk with four. AJ's mathematically eliminated, but he does have 1 point. Parrish also out, but you guys keep playing. These two are battling. Item 11, AH.
Clue number one.
Started in Buffalo, New York in 1946.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to a Dutch tech company named Philips.
Mark.
Yep.
Atlanta Hawks.
That's right.
I was going to buzz in and try that. Yeah.
Look at.
Wow. Atlanta Hawks.
Philips Arena.
Correct.
I'm so glad you got it. I played in that rink.
I never would have gotten it.
Which is awesome because now we have a showdown for everything. If Sauce gets this right, he has 70 wins. If Chris gets this right, he has win number 46. If Parrish or AJ get this right, we have a heads-up tiebreaker between Sauce and Hawk. Hawk and Sauce going for the win. Here's item 12 of AH.
Clue number one.
Was played by Rufus Sewell in two episodes of a 2008 HBO miniseries.
AJ.
Jeepers.
Alexander Hamilton.
That's right.
Wow.
AH.
We have...
Wow.
Tiebreaker. AJ gets Alexander Hamilton after one random John Adams miniseries reference.
My feet are sweating so bad.
All right.
Wearing sandals.
Good luck, Hawk.
Tiebreakers.
Come on, Hawk.
Have just Sauce and just Hawk. Three clues.
Good guys.
Three clues only. If you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent can hear the remaining clues without having to buzz in. You can hear the rest of them.
Blew it.
Tiebreaker number one, AH, Sauce, and Hawk.
Clue number one.
famously killed people.
Paul.
Yep.
Anthony Hopkins.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
You
oh God.
Are,
come on, son.
You are out for the rest of the tiebreaker. Here are the rest of the clues that Chris gets to hear. Nobody say a word. Nobody say anything. No help from the studio audience.
Clue number two.
Died at age 27 in Massachusetts. Last but not least.
Clue number three.
Former Patriots tight end.
Hawk.
Hawk. Five.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah! Yeah!
Nice job.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, he did.
That was a good, yeah. Wasn't terrible.
Wasn't the worst guess.
Yeah, that was as close as I've been.
I would be lying if I didn't try to bait you with Adolf Hitler, but you didn't swing on that one either. Doesn't matter. Chris is victorious with win number 27. And Sauce's dry streak continues.
Let's hear it in there.
It's March 30th. My God.
What the hell? Is nobody going to cheer? Let's hear it in there.
They cheer when you won.
Yeah, we should be.
We'll talk.
Let's hear it over here.
They like you. They like you over there. Win number 46. Nicely done. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
When we win, we sing.
The Fan.